And now back to Farmcast Radio with your host, Brian Ulmer.
And now delivering his retiring address was former Cobra FA State President Wade Yoder.
When you grow up on a ranch in the middle of nowhere like I did, you come up with some pretty interesting ways to entertain yourself. Now, I like roping cats just as much as the next guy, but I've always been fascinated with magic. Now, there are three kinds of people that react to magic tricks. The first kind is where people are just mind blown. They're amazed, and I love to get that reaction. But then you've got this second group of people. See, they already know how the trick works, so they're not that impressed. And then you have the third group. These people, they still don't know how the trick works, but they're not impressed. They're just mad because they can't figure out how it works. And usually, these people say something along these lines. Ah, that's not possible. It's just an illusion. See, that doesn't fly. It just happened. You saw it. So obviously, it's not an illusion. And if the trick isn't an illusion, then we have to face something a little bit more serious. Our idea of impossible is actually the illusion. And if impossible is an illusion, then we can do things that seem impossible. Now, when I think about things that seem impossible, I remember when I was about 13. Now, at this point, I wasn't focused on FFA or livestock or school. I was focused on shooting. I can't tell you how many thousands of rounds of .22 ammo I sent downrange. I mean, Dad probably could, because he paid for it all. So, thanks, Dad. But I had this dream in my head of a target with the bullseye gone, because so many bullets had hit dead center. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wade, that sounds pretty cocky. I'm not sure you should be saying stuff like this. And yes, I do know. I do have some cocky tendencies sometimes, but that was my dream. But as I started shooting, I noticed a unique phenomenon, let's see. See, these targets that I was working with, they had some sort of matrix-like ability to dodge bullets. And okay, so maybe I wasn't that good of a shot. I thought this was simple. I just gotta practice more and I'll get better, right? Wrong. I practiced and practiced and practiced, but I actually got worse, which is really irritating because it is not supposed to work that way. Has anyone else ever been there? Man, is that frustrating. Ugh. Now, on the level with y'all, I'm not really a guy that shows that much emotion. I'm kind of a cowboy tough, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get her done kind of a guy. But at this point, I was feeling pretty down. All that practice and my dream didn't become reality. I put more and more pressure on myself. I actually got to the point where every time I missed, I would yell at myself. That didn't help, but I still did it. Then I started flinching, like I was expecting some sort of physical pain. My pain, it was all in my head, which is even worse. I can handle physical pain, but every time I missed, I felt like I failed. Shot after shot after shot, month after month after month, miss after miss after miss. It wasn't long before that dream seemed impossible. One day, that changed. Now, this was years later, but I was still shooting, and I went out one day, and I have a very specific routine I go through when I shoot. So I would shake my arms, neck, and shoulders loose, shoulder the rifle, find my target. Then I had to let all that pressure, those voices in my head, go away. Crack! Run the bolt. Next shot. Same thing. Crack! Shot after shot all through my course of fire. I got done, and I grounded my rifle, and I went to go check out my target. And when I got there, I couldn't believe my eyes. I knelt down and looked at it, and a ragged, dime-sized hole looked back at me. My dream had come true. In that moment, that pain, that frustration, that failure, it just melted away because I'd hit my target. Now, I actually started to get a little bit emotional at this point in time, but I don't do that, remember? So I had to do something else. I stood up and I went to the house. Dad, you've got to come look at this target. Well, that's pretty good shooting, son. What'd you shoot, 5 rounds? No, Dad. That is 10. That day, my life changed. I did something that seemed impossible. The lesson I learned that day has been the foundation for almost every single success I've had since. And that lesson is this: aim for the impossible. We already saw that impossible is just an illusion, so aim right at it, because you can. You have the ability to do so much more than you can imagine. And honestly, if you do anything less, you shoot yourself short. Don't do that. Aim for the impossible. Now, I won't stand up here and tell you that anything you can dream up will come true. I mean, look at me. It's pretty obvious that it would be impossible for me to be a professional football player. I've honestly got a way better shot of being the football than the football player. Are there things that are impossible? Yes. Should we be so intimidated by this illusion of impossible that we shoot ourselves short? Never. Now, the hardest part of aiming for the impossible is the pressure. The minute you set your sights on a target that you're not sure you can hit, you will feel that pressure of missing. We all have that goal that seems incredible if we could pull it off, but it just seems impossible, so we don't take it very seriously. What's your impossible target? That impossible scholarship, that impossible dollar figure in your SAE, that impossible championship. Picture that target and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now you start to feel the pressure. Maybe it's expectations. Maybe it's stress. Maybe if you're like me, it's failure. But with your eyes still closed, you have to let that pressure go in order to hit your target. So as you take these next couple of breaths, let that pressure go. I don't know what your pressure is, but it's there. Open your eyes. At this very moment, you've done two crucial things. You found that impossible target, and you handled the pressure you feel. That means that at this very moment, you are aimed at the impossible. And when you aim at the impossible, you will hit your target. Now, you might be kind of skeptical. Wade, I'm not so sure about all this. Aim for the impossible, the illusion of impossible. Do you really even know what you're talking about? Well, there's a lot of things that I don't know about, and there's even more that I'm wrong about. But I do know this for certain. When I have aimed at the impossible, I've seen the impossible happen. I saw it happen that day on the range. And I'm seeing it happen right now. To be honest with you, standing here in front of so many wonderful FFA members, to me, that seemed impossible. But I had an ag advisor that came alongside me that showed me how to look through that illusion, and here I am. Over the past year, I have seen countless FFA members do impossible things. And you know what? There is power in this room right now. You have so much potential. You have so much power. I can feel it all the way up here. And if you don't believe me, go stick a fork in an outlet. But seriously, you have so much potential. There are so many impossible things that you can do. So set your sights on that goal that seems like it's out of range. Aim for that accomplishment that you don't think you can achieve. Shatter that illusion. Aim for the impossible.
Coming up in the final segment of Farmcast Radio this weekend, the actual audio from the nominating committee report announcing the 2019-20 Colorado FFA state officers. You won't want to miss it.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about Farmcast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net.
Our trading relationship with Mexico and Canada is critical to the success of American agriculture. Our North American neighbors buy more than $3.2 billion of U.S. corn products annually, supporting thousands of American jobs and farms. Now we can solidify this valuable partnership through the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Learn more about the importance of USMCA for corn growers at ncga.com/trade.
This message brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee. Learn more online at coloradocorn.com.
If you work an 8-to-5 job, when do you have time to get to the bank? First Farm Bank's drive-up window is open from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. You won't find another bank in town that's more accessible. Stop in and see our Sterling or Yuma locations and find out how First Farm Bank is putting you first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.